Oh, Terry, just look at that rose. See the delicate markings and shading? Yes, when I see a beautiful flower, I immediately want to grab your arm and pull you over to take a look at its loveliness, the exquisite color, the unusual formation of the petals. Terry, my walking partner, is getting used to my exclamations as we pass by lovely flowers, and she knows she might as well stop right where she is until I've had time to take a closer look. Flowers don't catch her attention, but beautiful skies do. Several times we've taken a second loop to the top of the hill for another look at unusual cloud formations or the changing colors of the sunrise. Sometimes it seems we can peer into heaven itself. I'm the same way about majestic mountains or multi-hued tropical fish or a new baby. Enjoying beauty takes me out of the doldrums and lifts my eyes and my heart from the muck I'm slugging through to the loveliness of God's handiwork and ultimately to God Himself. The created world tells us what God is like. The Bible says so. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, His eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, Paul wrote to the Romans. In the Psalms, David said, "I will meditate on your wonderful works." Me too, David. For when I see the beauty of God's handiwork, something rises up in me in wonder and worship. Right now, you can look out your window and see something God has created. Let the beauty you see lead you to worship the one who made it all. Come, take a look.
You've been listening to Encouraging Words with Darlene Sala. Visit guidelines.org for more.